Toronto Zoomer Radio in downtown Toronto Liberty Village. Tom Jones, Bill Haley, and his Comets on the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Time for some post-election perspective now from a longtime Toronto politician, former deputy mayor, former councillor Ward 9 Davenport, and Mayor John Tory's campaign co-chair, and perhaps down the road Toronto's next mayor, maybe the premier of the province, perhaps the prime minister of Canada.
Wow, you have a plan all sorted out.
I do indeed. That voice is Anna Bailao. Welcome to the Morning Zoom, Anna.
Good morning.
Well, congratulations goes to you as well for John Tory's win last night.
Well, thank you. I think it's, it's a testament to his work and his work ethic and his commitment to the city.
You're now on the outside looking in. We're not surprised John Tory is starting a third term, but what are your thoughts on his commitment to improve basic services and pay more attention to mental health issues in Toronto?
I think it's very real. The mayor always had a special interest on the mental health file. And I think that because of the pandemic, we've just seen a huge increase. I think we all see it all over our city. It's so visible out there, and I think he really wants to be a voice on that as well. Understanding that a lot of it is related to provincial powers and politics and Ministry of Health, but he does understand that it affects a lot of things that we are responsible for, our shelter system, our housing, our supportive housing system, and so on. And that for that, we need to make sure that people have the mental health supports that they need. And it's not even only that. It's our youth. It's our seniors. There's a lot there that he wants to tackle in there. With regards to the basic service, I know that is something that he said, we need to tackle a few of these things right the following morning. I think he knocked on thousands of doors out there. He crossed the city from one side to the other. And what he told us is, I feel people hope in the city, but there are issues that, because we've been so focused on the pandemic, we need to really get back and focus on these basics without ever leaving behind transit and housing, which are two major challenges and opportunities for this city that he's very much committed to.
So admittedly, John Tory says there is still much work to do. And then we hear an early figure, 29% voter turnout last night. What's your reaction to that?
It's very disappointing. It's very low. And what concerns me the most is that usually we say, well, when there's not a very contested mayoralty race, usually the turnout is lower. But what we were seeing last night is that even in municipalities with very contested mayoralty races that, they came apart by a couple hundred votes, the turnout was just as low, in some municipalities even a few points lower. And this on top of a provincial election just a few months ago that had a very low turnout as well in the 40s. So I think there's something here. I think we really need to pay close attention to analyze this, engage people a little bit more, to have some restructuring, renewal, changes to the electorate process to engage people a little bit more. And I think that is the responsibility of the politicians as well. But to be honest with you, now that I'm on the outside, I don't feel like I'm less responsible for that. I think that everybody that is involved in some way or in the other in trying to shape the city, we have a responsibility to do that.
Good thoughts. Talk to us about the new faces on Toronto City Council and what they will bring to refresh the council.
It's really interesting. So we'll have 9 new councillors, even though 2 have been councillors before, but they had a little break in between, so yep, they're coming back. So 9 new faces. We're going to have 10 out of the 25 that are women. So the highest in percentage of women in council ever. We had that number was back in 2010 with 33%. I think the 10 will bring it up to 38%. So we're heading in the right direction on that sense. A lot more diverse, a lot more people of color. So I think council will look a lot more like the city that it represents. I think that's good. There will be some new voices that have been strong activists in the community. And I think that now understanding the transition between activism and having the power to deliver and to govern, because at City Hall there's no party politics. If you know how to do your job, you'll be able to deliver. And so you need to make that transition. And so that'll be interesting to continue to be a strong voice and activist on the issues that you're passionate about, that you believe in, but be able to do that transition and to understand that now you are governing and you're accountable to deliver as well. So it'll be interesting to see. I think that'll be good. I think that'll be really good to have different voices at the table. I'm a firm believer in renewal. And so there's lots of challenges, though. They're going to have to hit the ground running. They have 3 weeks to hire staff, to close down their campaign office, open their office at City Hall, hire staff. There's a budget around the corner. There's a lot of files coming down the pipeline that are, you know, complex files. A lot of these new councillors are in very busy wards with a lot of development. So lots for them to learn and to catch up on.
And before we let you go, what's ahead for you? A return to politics down the road? Anna, the people, they need to know.
I'm not sure. You know, politics has always been a way for me to work on the things that I'm really passionate about. I was never that kind of person that's like, oh, when I was a teenager, I always wanted to be a politician. That never crossed my mind. Mm. So I know that I will continue to work on the files that are really important to me. You know that housing is really important to me. It's like, it intrigues me, this crisis. It's like, oh my God, how can I, you know, help to solve this from different angles? And so that's what I'm, one of the things that I'm very passionate about that I want to continue working on. And so I'm going to be working on that. Coming back to politics, I never say never. Never say that. But right now I really want to focus on what's next. And I have put it down to I would like to continue my work in housing. That's for sure.
Good stuff.
My gut tells me that's what I really need to continue to do that over the next few years.
Sounds good. Anna Bylaw, the future mayor of Toronto, former deputy mayor of Toronto. Thank you for your many years of service, and we're excited to see and hear what's next for you, Anna.
Thank you so much. Pleasure to be here.